We have a special guest with us, Ned Levitt, today, who wrote a book called No Mountain Too High, A Father's Inspiring Journey Through Grief. Good morning, Ned.
Good morning.
This book basically starts, there's a lot of a bio that we could go back and a lot of background information we could give, but it pretty much starts with you. Tell us what happened August the 30th, 1995, in your life that started this for you.
Well, that day was like any other day, really, in my life. Busy day. Ended up leaving work late after a meeting, and for the rest of my family, we were all about our business, not realizing that Stacy had been struck and hit and killed by a car at 7:15.
No, Stacy's your daughter.
My daughter, Stacy.
And she was 18 at the time.
She was 18 at the time. And she had been out jogging after a busy day as working as a lifeguard. And she was jogging. Of course, you don't jog with ID usually. And so she was a Jane Doe for a number of hours, and there was a panic search going on to find out who her family was. Anyway, we finally were discovered and connected, and had to go to Sunnybrook and identify her, and pretty much left the world for a long time after that. But ultimately, I found salvation in helping other people deal with their own bereavement.
Now, she was a gifted poetry writer. Your daughter,
yeah.
And a great athlete as well.
Right.
And so you guys, you and your wife, put together I Am a Rose by Stacy and published her poetry
right.
in memory of her to keep
right.
her memory alive for your family and friends.
Right.
And I just think it's really such a beautiful idea. And if I could just quickly read a little poem
yeah,
from
go
89.
Ahead.
She sounds like such an inspiring, happy about life kind of girl.
Yeah.
It's called To Everyone. Set a goal and reach it. Hold your head high. Don't settle for second. Be first. Aim for the top, use your power, let yourself go up, up, to the zenith of your being. Believe in yourself. You can do whatever you want if you really set your heart to it. I just think that probably sums up reading your book about how your daughter's spirit was.
That's the way she was. In fact, we write at the foreword in the book that we published that after you finish reading the poetry, you'll know Stacy.
Yeah.
She very much put her character into her poetry. And we gave that out for years afterwards just to people who we thought would appreciate it to help in the bereavement work that we do. And it has had a tremendous impact on people and then finally led me to climb that mountain in Mexico.
Now tell us about that. Your daughter had gone on this trip and she'd always wanted to climb this mountain in Mexico but was unable to get to the peak?
Well, she had, a year prior, she had done an Outward Bound program in British Columbia and had fallen in love with mountaineering and climbing, and she wanted to do another climb. Heard that a group of girls were going from Bishop Strawn in Toronto, and she just asked to join the expedition. They were going to climb this mountain, which is 50 miles outside of Mexico City. But when they got there, the weather was really bad on the mountain. It's a very high mountain. It's 17,000 feet.
Mm.
It's a tough climb, specifically also because of the altitude. So they couldn't do it. They were turned back. But, you know, Stacy had a way with words, not just poetry. So she wrote a journal entry how much she wanted to do this. And
how much she wanted to climb this mountain.
How much she wanted to climb the mountain. A year after she died, I was supposed to be better. At least that's what our culture tells us. You know, it takes you a year and you're through it. And I wasn't. In fact, if I was anything, I was worse.
Mm.
So, like, kind of typically male thing, I had to do something. Men tend to grieve through doing. So I wanted to finish her unfinished business. I wanted to finish her climb.
And have you been a climber? Were you a climber?
No. That was the first time I had ever climbed. I do a lot of athletics,
wow.
but climbing is a different kind of challenge. But my brother, who I'm very close with, who lived in Florida at the time, wanted to accompany me. So he and four Outward Bound instructors who led us up the mountain. And then 14 months after she died, we took the mountain for her.
Oh,
and
that's so beautiful.
I left her poetry book on the mountain. That was an afterthought, and I had a box made. And that book remains on the mountain to this day, which is eight years later. And people leave notes to our family. I left a notebook also as an afterthought. But to this day, I get notebooks back filled with messages to Stacy, to me, to my family, to God.
That people find on the top.
Yeah.
In this box.
Yeah. And they're beautiful, inspiring notes I get from people.
Wow. And you were so adamant about telling us this is a book about life. This isn't a book about death.
That's right.
Because you want to inspire people through this book and
right.
help them through the grieving process as opposed to...
Yeah.
And all the good things that can, you know, if there's anything good that can come out of it.
Well, they say there are lots of books out there about the death of children or death in generally in general. But one of the themes is that your child leaves you a gift when they leave this world.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm a living example of the gift that Stacy left me.
I think any parent or any family member, for that matter, can't possibly relate to the type of sadness and grief that you must go through to lose someone, especially as a parent. They say no parent should ever go before their children.
Yeah.
So I guess, is this a continuing healing process for you? Does this allow you to sort of just to move forward? Or do you still have days where...
There's no question that you grow through grief, that it's not the same experience now after 9 years that it was at the beginning. You really are always grappling with it, but you grapple in a different way. I deal with a lot of bereaved parents in any year, and the ones that do better are the ones that find meaning out of the death. A lot of us end up raising money to cure cancer or, you know, get drunk drivers off the road or whatever your issue is. In my case, it was just a bad accident. It wasn't anybody's fault. And so I threw myself into grieving and dealing with bereavement with others. That has brought meaning to the death. So it by doing what I do and writing the book now, that is what gives me really joy. I mean, it's hard to explain to people who haven't been through it, but you ultimately can reach a level of joy even though you've suffered.
A lot of people say that after they lose someone special, by giving back or helping other people, it really, really helps them a lot. So
that's right.
So nice of you to put out this book for everybody. We have some copies to give away if you want it. No Mountain Too High, A Father's Inspiring Journey Through Grief, 416-872-CHFI. And also, just lastly, what would you want everyone to know about Stacy? Is there something you want to leave with everybody? Do you want anybody but to know anything special about your daughter?
There's so much. We'd need another couple of hours.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, she was extremely special. But I guess she wasn't a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
She was a great kid.
Yeah.
She was a great person. She was beautiful inside and out. And but I think, if I think of one characteristic that kind of sticks in my mind amongst the many, is that she reached out to people. That was what she was about. She, rather than being in competition with others, and she was a great athlete, I say she was beautiful, but she never wanted to dominate the situation. She wanted to bring out in you the best that you could be. And I guess in a way I'm continuing that for her.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad. 7:45, this is the Jay and Billy Show.